Sunday night. Okay, the ladies' shiur. It's the fourth shiur in the new series that we're recording, and we're making a new seder in the MP3s. So this is going to be called the fourth shiur. It's Yom Aleph L'Parshas Va'era, Tavshinayin, January 10th, for those of you who have a different calendar. Okay, and we're in Shaar Avodas Elokim in the third parak. And Chavis Avodas has developed the following taliyah, the following relationship. He says that being an Eved Hashem means to be submissive to Hashem, and this kniyah was submissive. That's our avdus to Hashem. Our avdus to Hashem is not to serve Him lunch or supper or shine His shoes. He doesn't need anything. Our submissiveness is the avdus. There's kniya tachtona and kniya elyona. Kniya tachtona is my kniya based on how Hashem responds to me. Schar v'onesh. I want something from Him. I'm afraid He will punish me. I want Him to continue giving me good things. I want olam haba. That's kniya tachtona. And then this kniya elyona, that it's not nogeya how Hashem responds to me. I'm not basing my actions on Hashem's response to my actions. I just want to associate with Hashem. I have a sense of Hashem's greatness, and I want to be part of that. I want to do His will. I'm makir tov for every breath that I take, and I want to, in some small way, pay Him back by fulfilling His will. That's kniya elyona. Then he goes back to what he said, that there's ha'ora toronis and ha'ora sichlis. A person's stimulation to do the will of Hashem. There's ha'ora toronis, which is based on the Torah, meaning it's the rules of the Torah, the mitzvahs, the losa says, the rule book. And then there's ha'ora sichlis, where a person understands and comprehends and is convinced of the inyanim of the mitzvahs, and that relates more to the chovos halavos of the mitzvahs, where you actually form a relationship with Hashem. It's not just a question of doing what you're supposed to do or not doing what you're not allowed to do, but using the mitzvahs as a stepping stone to form a relationship with Hashem. As we'll see now, the Chavis Halavos. And then the Chavis Halavos says a piece of Torah. He says, Kniya Tachtona relates to Heora Toranis, because Kniya Tachtona is the one which is involved with Schar Va'onesh, and do this and don't do that, and the rules. So that's Heora Toranis relates to Kniya Tachtona, and Heora Sichlis relates to Kniya Elyona, because that's exactly what it is. I'm convinced of Hashem's greatness. I'm aware of it. I just want to be associated with Hashem. That's Ha'ora Sichlis. And I want to do all the things that I do. And it's not a question of following the rules. It's a question of I understand with my own seichel how I can bond with Hashem. Okay. This is all a quick synopsis. Then he now gives a list of seven. And the Chazalva says very clearly, he makes no bones about it, that Ha'ora Sichlis is the higher level, and that's what we should aspire to, and that's how it's hard. You know, it's hard. We wanna get to that level. We would be more than happy if we do Ha'ora Toranis, right? If we keep to the rules and don't break it, we'd be thrilled. And the Chavir Lama says, you know, they're both ways to Olam Haba. Don't worry. Nobody's going to lose out. I mean, it's just you're missing an opportunity. If you don't rise above Ha'ara Toronis, you're missing an opportunity. So there's no question, he says, Ha'ara Sichlis is on a higher level. And there's also no question that Ha'ara Toronis is indispensable. Don't think you can dispense with the, as some religions do, as that some, even, say, the more frum, you know, Parquet all of Reform Jewry. Right? This is really where the good ones, not the ones that just wanted to be Parakol. So they said, you know, you have a good Jew at heart, and you have to take the essence of Judaism and the concepts of Judaism. They had a point, except they missed the point, right? So that's what the Chazal told about this. If you have to say over his sheet, like again, two lines, Ha'arat Sichlis is the higher level, the ideal, the level we aspire to, the level we want to reach, and the Ha'arat Toronis is merely a stepping stone to that. But the Ha'arat Toronis, the rules of the Torah, the guidelines, the rules, the box, the Gevulim, Shabbos, right? They're indispensable. And now he gives seven reasons to each half. So we started last week, we learned the first reason last week. First he gives seven reasons why Ha'arah Sichlis, again, Ha'arah Sichlis means I understand with my own mind, I develop my own relationship with Hashem. Just to jump a little, we talked about this at length all the weeks. With Ha'arah Sichlis, really, you can do two things with it. You could, on your own, think about Hashem and develop Avas Hashem and develop awareness of Hashem and develop closeness to Hashem. And you can do that within each mitzvah. Instead of just getting by in the mitzvahs and doing the ritual, but you figure Hashem gave this particular ritual for a reason. In other words, so the stepping stone is Shabbos, you know, don't do malacha and eat the challah and the whole Shabbos. But you can do so much more. So you could have Ha'arah Sichlis and like think about Hashem as the Borei Olam and what that means and Hakaras HaTov and Hashem runs the world and Hashem is the Adon Kol. You can do that whenever you want. So that's Ha'arah Sichlis. You can also use and imbue so much more meaning into the mitzvahs, into Ha'arah Toronis. And you don't have to stay stuck. You can use the mitzvahs of the Torah in your Ha'arah Sichlis too. You don't have to abandon them, and you shouldn't, to just plain ritual. That would be so sad if you said, okay, that's ritual. And it's a stepping stone, and then I'm going to go to the higher level. But and you never connect the two. Certainly, certainly a person should realize that Hashem picked these rituals for a reason. And when you get to the higher level, you go back and you imbue the mitzvahs with that higher level. You know, I can walk in the street and think about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim, and think how special it is that He took us out of Mitzrayim, and He made us Am Hanivchar and Am Segula, and how lucky I am that I was born into that nation. And look at all the Nisim He did, and He showed them, and He took them out of Mentesh Aritum. I think about those things any day of the year. Doesn't have to be Pesach. I don't have to eat matzah. I'm just like I can bask in Hashem's greatness. If you can do that on Pesach night, when you're eating the matzah, that's like really great. That's really special. Okay, so now he gives the seven reasons. So the first reason, which we learned last week, was he said, Ha'arah Toronis, you can do shelo lishma. You can fall into a trap because it's outward actions. So you could do it because Hashem told you to do it. Even that's not the greatest level because you're doing it with a gun at your head and with the carrot of Gan Eden. But, you know, okay. But once you're in that mode, so then, again, you can do it because or else your neighbors won't respect you and you'll lose the social standing and your child won't get into school and you won't do a shidduch or you want kavod. I mean, a person could sit and learn a whole day and he wants kavod. He's in a society where they give a lot of kavod to someone who sits and learns a whole day. And he's doing it for kavod. It's bad enough if he's doing it l'shem shemayim and l'shem kavod. But the Chavitolov is here is saying about, you know, you can easily fall into the trap of just doing it l'shem kavod. Ha'ara sichlis, you can't do shelo lishma. By definition, it means my relationship with Hashem. I'm bonding with Hashem. You can't do it shelo lishma. By definition, it is pure of motives. It has pure motives because it's a thought process. It's a relationship. It's thinking about Hashem. By definition, it's doing things because of my understanding that I owe Hashem everything. Nobody's looking at you. No one knows what you're thinking. It's by definition altruistic. Not altruistic. It's by definition pure of motives, pure of ulterior motives. Pure of ulterior motives, clean of ulterior motives, first of all, by definition, because that's what you're thinking about. So how can you do that shelo lishma? Like that's what. Second of all, it's all in the mind and it's all in the heart. So there's no one to give you kavod. No one's going to give you kavod for thinking about Hashem. No one's going to give you kavod for feeling. You take challah. You take challah. So you could end up. So first of all, you take challah because you know you want to. You don't want to be punished. Or you could take challah because you know you're firm enough that you don't want the bread to be usher to eat. So you got to eat the bread. So you got to take challah. It's like the kartisiyah to get on the bus. So you want to eat the bread, you take the challah because you're frum. So you're not going. That's the lower madrega, you know. And halavai, you know, we're happy if we get through that. But that's the lower madrega. The higher madrega is to say, you know, thank you Hashem for giving me bread, you know. You see how I told you, like that, you know, grain, you took already, the farmer took trumas and maisers from it. It's an amazing thing that we take challah, that Hashem said take challah. Like I took already. The grain has already, you've given the kayan his share, you've given the levy his share, everything's clean. What do I have to do it again for? Because I made a dough out of it? Yeah, because bread is like bread. Bread is food. And once it's processed into the mainstay of life, the main lechem, the main sustenance of man is bread. You have to again thank Hashem. It's famous of Musa Haskell that you have to thank Hashem like for each step, even if you thanked him already. Because once you hit lechem, you have to thank him again, even though right you took already all the trumas and maizos from the grain. Nothing's been added but water. You're not taking trumas and maizos on water. So. On the first level, if your neighbor's here, say, what are you doing? You're not taking challah. What's the matter with you? Then you're going to go apply to a school, and they're going to check up on you. They're going to ask the neighbor. The neighbor's going to say, she doesn't take challah. Right? So that's, we do things. I told you, mezuzah. You know, we do, a man puts on tefillin. I want to skip one day. I don't have time. I'm in a rush. But, you know, the people see me every day in shul. And they're going to say, where were you yesterday? Like, well, I dab in the Masas Mordechai. You know. But if I, how can I miss a day without feeling like that's my bond? Okay, that was reason number one. Let's learn reason number two inside. Reason number two is actually very difficult. It's hard. The Sforim on Chayvus Halvavus have difficulty interpreting reason number two and how it's different than reason number one. It's like learning a piece of Gemara, I'm sorry. But, you know, we're learning it, and I'll tell you what I think, though. I think it's very vague. It's vague what the difference is. For Hasheni, the reason number two, that Ha'ora Sichlis is where it's at. Ki Avoda Shehi Meharas HaTorah, if you're doing it only because the Torah said so, like if we'd be learning any other sefer, that would be a very radical statement. But this is the Chayvus Halvavus is saying, if you do it only because the Torah said so, not because you understand that you must do so, because you recognize Hashem and you want to serve Him, lo tia la'achar hayichol b'gmul, it comes because of, as a result of, you want schar, v'harhos ba'onesh, and you're afraid of an onesh. Vashartia meharas haseichel, Lotia kiyim l'nedivus hanefesh. You do it out of the sense of generosity of spirit. Uretzono lehishtadel, like you really want this. B'chol yicholta ba'avodas elokim l'shmo. Achar yediyah v'havona, you understand and you've reached a recognition of Hashem and how you want to serve Him. Ki hanefesh lo tisnadei v'mesha yeshlo. Ela achar sheyizbarer lo shatmura odefes olav. V'hu ritzos hakel osa. So, I think he's saying as follows. It sounds like the first thing, really. It's slightly different. I mean, all of the seven sort of are along the same lines. I think he's saying as follows. In the first thing on the list, he really wasn't focused on Schar Va'onesh. He said, if you do things because of Schar Va'onesh, then your motivating factor is your benefit and your loss. So it's only a skip and a hop to your benefit that you have social standing and stature and kavod, and you are lost that you lose social standing and kavod, and people look down on you and they think you're no good, and etc. That was number one. He focused on, because if you're in that maslul, then that's what it leads to. Here, he's saying, okay, the person's on a better madrega, he's not going to do things shelo lishma. He's going to do it because Hashem told him to do it. But it's still, you're in schar va'onish mode. So, you don't really want to do it. He's saying, you're not doing it because your nefesh wants to do it. You're not speaking, you're not being menadev. It's still, the whole avoda is one of, I have to do this. I have to do it. Maybe I have to do it because it's right. He's not saying I have to do it because or else my neighbor won't hold of me. You're already beyond that. But it's still, it's like, maybe it's your sense of right and wrong. Like you want to do the right thing. That's what. So, you know, you're going to get away. That's why he also contrasted. He says, you'll notice he says the phrase, b'chol yecholto, when he talks about the other half, ha'ora sichlis. In other words, you're going to get away, you know, you'll be yotzei, you know, so you'll do what you got to do. You have to do certain things, you understand that, and you'll do them. But in ha'ora sichlis, you're going to do it because you want to do it. So you're going to do the utmost. I mean, this is something you understand should be done. You know, if we can think of an example, let's say Kibbutz Olbeim. Like, the person that does it because he's mechuyev to do it. So, he's going to do it, maybe inside it's grudgingly, maybe he'll do as little as he can do to get away with it, to be yotzei, so he doesn't get navera. And, you know, you do it. But let's say a person like really, you know, mom and pop, like, you did so much for me. Like you're really into the ha'ora sichlis of the mitzvah. It's a whole different experience. You're going to do as much as you can, not as little as you can. You're not looking to be yotzei and to escape with, like, enough not to be punished. But adrabbi, you want to do more and more. That's what he says, lotia kiyim l'nedivus ha'nefesh, out of an adava, like a generosity. You want to serve Hashem. Like you want to. See, the first one was purity of motive. The motive is to do the will of Hashem, or the motive is self-interest. Here, he's saying a deeper idea that Ha'ara Toronis is at the end of the day, something's compelling me to do it, so I'm going to do it, and I'll do it the trend is to do as little as I can, meaning as much as I have to do. You know, I'm not going to do what I don't have to do. I'm doing it because I have to do it. Now that's a wonderful sentence. Halavai we would do what we have to do, but you know, I'm going to do it because I have to do it. So that's it. But if I want to do it, and I understand why I should do it, and my ratzon pnimi is to do it, I want to do it, not I want to do this. I think this is a great thing to do. I think this is the most wonderful thing a person can do. I'm so happy, like I told you the story, like I'm so happy I can pay that person back. I'm so happy I can pay Hashem back. Like you run to pay him back. So you do as much as you can. You don't do as little as you can. You don't try to be Yotzei. That's what number two is. The expansiveness of the act. If it's mitzumtzum, it's just like, okay, I'll do what I have to do because I have to do this. It's like the difference between studying for a test and studying because you love the subject. That's the difference, right? It's a different world. Different world. Studying for a test, you try to guess what's going to be on the test. Right? And you have no interest to study beyond the day after the test. It's like the day after Yom Kippur. Right? Okay. Right? But if it's Ara Sichlis, so there's no such thing as a test. Like you just want to know the subject. You want to master the subject. There's no Yom Kippur. There's no nothing. Every day is a Yom Kippur. You know, more and more and more and more and more. Now he says an interesting phrase. The very last sentence is Ki hanefesh lo tisnadei b'meshe yesh lo ela achar she yizbar lo shatmura odefes olav. And it sounds like, I mean, what the words mean in Hebrew is that the nefesh doesn't want to do only something that is worthwhile for it to do. V'hu ritzosa kel osa. So the sentence seems to say that the nefesh wants to do something because it's worthwhile for it. But the whole thing he was saying, that's not why you're doing it. Right? You're not doing it because it's worthwhile. That's self-interest. You're doing it because the answer is, look at the last four words, and that's a tremendous yesod. Certainly, you're doing it for a reason. The reason is that we want Hashem to be pleased with us, and that's really a major, major statement. That's what Ha'ara Sichlis. Certainly, there's a goal. And it's the goal, again, if you've ever been in a position where you owe somebody so much, and like, what can I do for you? So you want to do for them that they should be pleased with you. You want them to say, you want them to realize that you're acknowledging what they did for you. So you want, this is like, Menoach Motzo Chein Be'enei Hashem. We want Hashem to be pleased with us. We want Hashem to approve of us. That's what we're looking for. That's not called self-interest. That's you know, a relationship is two ways. You can't, you know, you want a relationship with someone, and they don't reciprocate. Yeah, so you can't form the relationship. It doesn't go. So we want Hashem to be pleased with us too. We want to have a two-way street. We don't want to just. You know, we want Hashem to bond with us. That Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'Noshuva. We want it to be both ways. So that's what it's saying. The nefesh will be misnadev when there has to be a goal. The goal is that the ultimate goal is that Hashem should approve of us, that Hashem should be pleased with us. Like you say by a korban, l'reach nichoach yishel Hashem, that Hashem is pleased. It's not the smell of the carbon, obviously. He's pleased that we acknowledge. That's Hashem's pleasure, so to speak. You know, Hashem's pleasure is in our acknowledgement of what He does for us. So in Ha'ara Sichlis, that's what we're doing. We're trying to pay Him back in some way for what He does for us. And we want Him to approve of us. We want Him to like realize that that's what we're doing. We want them to say, oh, that's the right way to do it. You can do it the wrong way too, right? That's what Nadav and Aviv, that's the story of so many people that did it the wrong way. That Nadav and Aviv go into the Kotzei Kodoshim with Ketores that they weren't supposed to do. What were they doing? I mean, most of the Mepharshim learned they were doing something very special. They were doing Arasichlis. They said, we want to bond with Hashem, this Torah is Kodshi Kodshim, we want to do this. And they, and that I skipped the first step, so Hashem was displeased with them. I mean, Korban is supposed to be Yishei Riach Nicholach Hashem, and they caused Hashem to be angry. Okay, so that's number two. We move on to number three, the third superiority of Ha'ora Sichlis over Ha'ora Toronis. He says, Ha'ora Toronis is mostly concerned with actions. I mean, he wrote the Sefer Chovos Halavos, and if you read the introduction, one day, Lina, they will learn the introduction. Beautiful, beautiful introduction. He says that, you know, where the action is in the lathe. And he talks about it at length in the introduction, why that's where the person really is. Actions, by definition, are chitzoni. Actions, by definition, can be done by rote. They can be done shelo l'shma. They can be devoid of any meaning. And he shows in the Hakdama that the whole meaning of something is given its meaning by the kavana that you put into it, by what you're thinking about, by what you mean it to be. Even in a halachic sense, right? If you give someone money, so you can hand someone $100, so it could be a lot of things. It could be a loan. It could be a present. It could be a transaction. You're paying him for something. It could be a mekadesh and isha, harayat mekadeshesli with $100. So, what do you intend it to be? That determines the whole action, is what you intend. So he says in the third thing on the list of the superiority of Ha'ora Sichlis over Ha'ora Toronis is that Ha'ora Toronis is concerned with the Eivorim. Most of Torah is concerned with the Eivorim. It's concerned with actions. Do this, don't do this. Do this, don't do this. Yehaniru mimen al ha'Eivorim min ha'maisim ha'tovim yosu mimashehu tzofun b'leiv. What's in the lathe is more meaningful. It's more limitless, more meaningful. It's more you. It's more you. So he says, Ha'ora Toronis, sit in a sukkah, do this, do that. It's not as much you is imbued into the action. While Ha'ora Sichlis is more lave, tzofun b'lave, the Chavis Halavos Grada throughout the Sefer also extols the benefit of doing things that no one else knows about and only Hashem knows, because that takes away any taint of ulterior motives. So by definition, things that are belave are going to be like that. Right? You can walk around thinking about Hashem and being grateful to Hashem and loving Hashem and being obeyed Hashem, because everything you do, you're thinking this is the will of Hashem, and no one knows about it. No one knows about it. But when you keep Shabbos and you take a lulav and you sit in the sukkah and you eat matzah, so everybody knows about it. So that's another superiority, that it's something that's more internal. It's deeper. It's more your neshama. It's more you. And things that have to do with the Eivorim are that much less. Tzofun b'leiv mi avodas Elokim. V'avodas shetiyem min asechel ha-tzofun b'leiv kiflayim mima shenir mimeno al ha-Eivorim. V'hu chovos ha-levovos. So that, you know, when you think about Hashem and you're inspired by your relationship with Hashem, that's chovos ha-levovos. Okay, number four is where he says it like explicitly, when you get into a lot of trouble for saying. He says that Ha'ora, in number four, he's going to say that the Torah and its mitzvahs are just a stepping stone. It's just a seed that you're planting. And you have to work on it. It's a seed. I mean, it's a seed. That's all it is. And you're like a farmer. And you're expected to take the mitzvahs of the Torah and water it and fertilize it and weed and cultivate. And you have to make it grow. You have to make it grow into Ha'ara Sichlis. That's what he says. Ki avoda shehi min ha-Torah, kemavo, avoda which the Torah commands you to do, is kemavo, is a stepping stone. El ha-avoda asher hi min ha-seichel. That a person, remember the psicha tavodas alokim, that a person realizes and is convinced with their own rational faculties that they have to serve Hashem. Shar ha-yichud, it doesn't come out of nowhere. Shar ha-yichud developed that you are firmly convinced and aware of Hashem's existence, and you're convinced of it. He doesn't, shar ha-yichud, that's chayvus halavos, you know, he doesn't, shar ha-yichud is not, you have to believe, because we have it in the Sora from Har Sinai. It means think about it till you're convinced that it's so. Now you might be convinced because Sinai and so many people, however you might be convinced, but it's your seichel, it's your, that's the chavis halavos seshita, that there's nothing higher than your rational faculties telling you something, your cognitive faculties, whatever the word is, and that's what he does. He doesn't hold of belief the way, you know, it's used. He holds of yediyah. So what do I mean yediyah? How could you know? You can never know. If someone could always say, yeah, but maybe not, but maybe not. How do you know? So he said he deals with that in the psicha. He says you just have to be convinced. You have to be convinced. You have to be convinced with your head, with your seichel, maybe with your heart, but you have to be convinced that it's so. Not you're saying it's so because, you know, you were told it's so. So you believe it, you know, okay. You have to be convinced. Now you could be convinced because someone told you so. If someone I believe told me something, so if someone I believe and I hold, he wouldn't lie to me, tells me something happened. So there's two madrigas. I could say it happened. I could believe it happened. It's like a you know, a cheshbon. He wouldn't lie to me, you know. I guess it happened. No. Or I could, like, really be convinced that it happened because he doesn't lie to me. Like, I am convinced. I could swear that it happened. That's how convinced I am. So I'm saying it's not a stira necessarily, but certainly, then that's why he goes through proofs of Hashem's existence in the Hakdama, because he wants us to be convinced. And then Ashara Bechina, like your heart is overflowing with gratitude for all that Hashem does. So then he gets Ashara Bechina Salukim. So, you know, that's why when he comes along with such a sentence, it's not surprising if you realize, like, he's up to that point in the Sefer, where he really, where the Torah is a watering ground, a fertile field that's supposed to grow peros, and the peros is, you know, it's not the Ramban at the end of Bo says it, you know, says the same thing. The Ramban says all the mitzvahs in the Torah are just made to bring a person to true emunah in Hashem. Ki kol ha-mitzvahs, that's his lashon at the end of Bo. All the mitzvahs are to remind you and to inspire you and to get you to be firmly convinced and aware and acknowledge that Hashem exists, Hashem is real, Hashem is the Melech, everything, the whole Torah. So that's really all the Chavis HaLodas is saying. Now that's a mouthful. We're not used to such talk. What?
I just wanted to ask, Kathy says lay, it seems to imply that it's not a cold logic, it's also an emotional.
Well, that's what lave is in Tanakh. Lave in Tanakh is some sort of mizug of the mind and the emotion, but it's not really emotion, it's the mind and and the ego, call it, the person, the I of a person, the me, I, not E-Y-E, the I of a person. So lev is when you internalize the knowledge. That's usually, I think, in Nach, when it says lev, it's talking about internalized knowledge, where you don't just know it in your brain, but you've internalized it, and it's become part of you.
Feel it, or
what?
Feel?
It depends what you mean by the word feel. You can intuitively, if you mean intuition, that could be true also. I was just discussing with someone, you know, there are poskim that if you tell them a case, before they analyze it intellectually, so they intuitively know the din. That's a very high madriga. That's not a low madriga. It means they've absorbed so much Torah. Like you go over to a mechanech. I want to move away from Torah. Like you go over to a mechanech, like someone with 30 years experience, and you say, "I have a new idea how to teach kids, or I have a new idea how to discipline kids." Right? So before they like, that's not going to work, and they can't even tell you why yet. So you know what, I'll go home, I'll think about it, and I'll write you back. But I feel, so you might use the word feel, but it's not a visceral emotion. I would call it intuition. I intuit that it's not going to work because of my experience and because of my seichel and because of all that I understand and I learned and I've incorporated. You see, if you didn't internalize the knowledge, you won't develop an intuition. Then you either have the knowledge, you know the knowledge, and you'll say, okay, I have to process it through the computer, that's called the brain, and I'll get back to you in 2 days if it's a good idea or not. But when you've internalized the knowledge, and like the real big poskim, like Ramesh Feinstein, and probably Shlomo Zalman, like, I don't know about the today's, I'm like in the previous door. they would intuitively have an answer for you. And then there's a 30-page tshuva on it. So some cynics would say that they shot out an answer, and now they're just justifying what they shot out. That's a cynical person would say that, but it's not like that. It's you intuit. It's intuition. It's call it. It's not an educated guess. That's something else. That's when you know you're guessing and it's an educated guess. I'm talking about an intuition that's based on intellectual knowledge. When you've internalized that knowledge, you intuit what's going to be because it's become part of you. You feel, you have this, you can feel. So, anyway, getting back to. So the Chabad Halavos wants us to, if you've been through Shara Yichon and Shara Bechina, this is not such a shocking statement, that the whole Torah is mavo, is a stepping stone, El Havoda Shehim and Aseichel, to Havoda that we understand with our Seichel, like I say, Avraham Avinu's Havoda. We realize, hey, there's something out there, and I owe it so much. The ikagargir, like a seed, hazarua. The hatorah law, and keeping the Torah, is watering that seed. This is an amazing marshal. In other words, as I grow up, and I get older and older, and I'm keeping Shabbos, and I'm keeping kosher, and I'm davening, and I'm putting on a mezuzah, and I'm taking challah, and I'm keeping to the rules, and I'm making brachas, and I'm... All of that is watering the seed. The seed is the Torah, the rules. But then doing the Torah is making that seed flower into something very, very beautiful. And what's beautiful is my relationship with Hashem, my knowledge of Hashem, my insights into Hashem, my feelings towards Hashem, my gratitude to Hashem, my feeling bonded with Hashem. That's what it's all about. And I'm saying the Ramban at the end of both says the same thing, but he puts the focus on emunah. He says all the mitzvahs on the Torah are to teach us emunah. At the end of the day, we walk away and we say, Hashem is real, Hashem is there, and we acknowledge it. What do you think the malachim do a whole day? These malachim, they ain't putting on tefillin. They're not putting on tefillin. They're not sitting in a sukkah. What are they doing? What are the malachim doing? They're doing nothing but acknowledging, they're saying kadosh, 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 and baruch shem, baruch kvod Hashem imkomo, and yimloch Hashem liolam. That's all. They're acknowledging Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.
I wanted to say something about intuition. I asked the Rav Shaila about Lashon Hara with a shidduch, and the Rav said, leave it. That night, I got a phone call. The boys are husband to another girl, so I was so grateful. I didn't have to say it. Thank you.
I want to thank you for today. You intuitively knew who I was looking for.